So the Chacham and the Chacham say, yeah, the Chacham Moshe and the Chacham say, no, it's no good. Chacham say, you can't put this piece of dog in between. The Tanya would learn like this. Kebeitzo, when you have a beitzo over there, Chacham Moshe, you have a Tanya kebeitzo. It was learned when the Chacham Asa, Rashi, the Tanya, the Bryce, the Leibniz, the Blas, the Nurse, the Beitzo. This is Nuzach, the Tanya kebeitzo. It is a kasha now. In a Brice, you will learn, even according to the Blessed, not only could you put a chatzi beitza, less than a beitza, but no, even a beitza shlema you could put in between. So what's the hezba why? The chura, when this beitza, when this piece of dough, the size of the beitza, if it touches the tamadik of dough, it becomes tamay. So then it'll be the tam of the other one. So savru, the Gemara, the Rabbanim thought to say, idi b'yidi b'yisa rishayna. Both are talking about now this first dough that's tummy is a rishon l'tumah. So now the question is, a rishon makes a sheni, and for truma or chala, a sheni makes a shlishi. So how could you put a piece of dough the size of a beitza in between? When that piece of dough touches the tummy, it becomes a sheni, and the sheni makes a shlishi by chulin, but for chala, it's like truma. So how do you do it here? So Mar says like this, v'tani k'kabeh, savru e'idiv e'idiv k'beitza so rishona. You didn't take off chala yet. It's just, I made, you're about to take it off. So we're saying now, before you took off the chala, it's only called like chulin. So that's why you could do it. It's not metame, the chulin. So my love isn't it, it is the machlokes. The ma'asavar ein sheni yose shlishi bachulin. That's why the second writer says you could even use a kebeitza. You could even put a kebeitza, the size of a beitza, of a dough in between. Because then that dough true becomes a sheni l'tumah, so what? But a sheni does not make a shlishi. Umasav, the first braisa in Rabbi Lezer, holds you only have to put a chatzi beitza, he holds maybe sheni yoyse shlishi bachulin. Because he holds you can't put the size of a beitza. Because if you put the size of a beitza, they'll make a tumah. A beitza becomes a sheni l'tumah, and that would make a shlishi. So who would see it's a machlokes if a sheni can make a shlishi or not? So Mara says no. Omarav Mori Breda Rav Kana. I'll tell you really the kuliyam everybody holds ain sheni oise shlishi bachulin. Could be everybody holds a sheni does not make a shlishi bachulin. And vahoch over here I'll tell you bachulin had tfulin lachala tamiflagi. Here it's a machlekis by chulin that's tfulin lachala. It's chulin that's tfulin lachala. That means what? You're only soon to take off chala from this dough. That's the machlekis. Even though you didn't take off challah yet, but since you're about to take off challah, right now this dough has a din challah on it, like. So if it has a din challah on it, so that's why a sheni makes a shlishi over here. Well, ma'asav like a challah dummy, know that this dough right now, before you took off the challah, does not have a locha like challah. Therefore, it's only like chulin. And by chulin, everybody holds, the sheni does not make a shlishi. Therefore, I don't care, even though this dough is the size of the kebeitza, it doesn't bother me. Still, it's good. The boy is saying, no, Teretz is like this. I tell you, the kula yam, everybody holds, chula nats fulim, lechala, loike chaladomi. Everybody holds, chula nats fulim, lechala, stakanatke chaladomi. And I tell you, vien sheni, yoisi shlishi bachun. And everybody holds, this sheni does not make a shlishi bachun. For all, that's what's the machlokes over here. For ocho b'muta ligroim tuma lachulin she'Eretz Yisrael kemiflagi. Here the machlokes says is a muta to be goyim tuma in chulin in Eretz Yisrael. Like really everybody holds it's only chulin over here. Now the question is this kebeitza that you're putting in between now of dough in itself is becoming tummy. Is there anything wrong with making chulin tummy in Eretz Yisrael? That's the machlokes. Ma'asava one holds muta ligroim tuma lachulin she'Eretz Yisrael. Yes, you're allowed to. Like it's not truma. There's no issa to make chulin tamei. See, all therefore you're allowed to put this dough in between, even though this dough, the size of the beitza is makabel tuma, it becomes a sheni. So what? There's nothing wrong with letting chulin become tamei. Umatzah, for the first time, I'll know also ligram tuma lechulin sheberet Yisrael. You're not allowed to be gurin tuma for chulin in Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, he's machm. Therefore, it's possible not to put a kebeitza there. Don't put the size of the beitza there. As much as you can take away from the mind in the tumor, that's odd. Then the Mara says, "Bay bayoyim dorash Rabbi Akiva." That what the shaila was about the Oral Levim was a steer in the psukim. That one pasuk says it's 2,000 amas outside the city, and one pasuk says only 1,000. So there are two terutzim. Either one teretz was Rav Akiva holds that the 2,000 amas just means the Tchum Shabbos, and the other man, the other was, no, there's 2,000 amas outside the city. 1,000 is the Migrash and 1,000 is for themselves. So Moshe says, what's the machlokes? For my kamiflagi, Masa of a Tchumim diraisa. Rav Akiva holds that Issa to walk out of a Tchum on Shabbos is midiraisa. Therefore, that's true on this posse. The posse is saying 2,000 amas, that's the Tchum, to teach us that's also on Shabbos to walk more than 2,000 amas outside the city. Well, Masa of a Rabbanu, no, midiraisa is no Issa to walk outside the Tchum on Shabbos. So therefore, the posse is not talking about the Tchum. Therefore, what is the posse talking about? That there's two halachas outside the Eruvim. There's a migrash that they can't plant on, and there's 1,000 that they could plant on. Torah Rabban, then we write it. Says, Boy Bayem Dorosh Rebbe Kiva, that Vishor Sholu Yisroh Minayom Vishas Kriyas Yamsuf, when the Eden came outside over the Yam, they went out on the other side, Nosnu Enayim Lay Meshira, they put up their eyes light, they decided to sing to Hashem. The Ketzer Om Meshira, how do they say the Shiroz Yashir? Kegodol HaMekares Hallel, like a Godol that says Hallel. What does that mean? V'hein oinam achra of Rosh HaProkim. They only answer back the beginning of the perek. What does that mean? Moshe Omar Ashur al Hashem. And v'hein oinrim Ashur al Hashem. They answered back also Kleis Ashur al Hashem. Then Moshe Omar ki go go. V'hein oinrim Ashur al Hashem. Whatever Moshe said, they only answered back Ashur al Hashem. Like when a Godol says Hallel, he's Moitzi the Rabbim, and they only answer back Hallelujah. Hallelujah, or they only answer back. Here also, Kliyosol kept on answering back, Ashiru Lashem. This is Hussanakam. This is Rav Akiva's Rosh. We have Eliezer, Rabbi Eliezer, B'nai Rabbi Yosef, Lili Yomer, Kekotan Amakaras Halo, no, like you're reading Halo for Kotan, or a Kotan's laying the Halo. Then we have to say, Pasuk for Pasuk, we have to say every word after him. Ve'noim Amachar of Kol Ma'ashu Yomer. Whatever he says, we have to say over again. A cotton can't be mighty us. So whatever a cotton says, we have to say over again. See here also, Moshe Omer Ashiru Hashem, V'hein Omer Ashiru Hashem, they said it back. Moshe Omer Kigor, go, V'hein Omer Kigor, go. It's whatever Moshe said, they said after Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the way Klai Yisrael said the Kriyas Yam, the Oz Yashir. Rebbe Nechemya Weiner, Kisoifer HaPuris Al Shema. Kisoifer means like a Rebbe that teaches the kids how to say Shema. Kadaisa Knesses. What does that mean? Shu Paisayach Tchilo, Ve'noim Amachrov. He starts off the beginning, and they say after him. He just starts off, and then everybody says it together. Rosh says, V'chein Shos, Saruach HaKodesh HaKulonu, V'chivnu Yachin Es Hashiru Kichtavo. Like maybe Moshe just started off saying, Oz Yashu Moshe, Oshu Hashem. But then, from then on, they all said it together. He holds the third way. That Klai Yisrael Moshe Rabbeinu all said the Shira Mamish together. Tomorrow says, now, but my commitment, what's the machlokes over here? Rabbi Akiva, the sub Rabbi Akiva holds. Akiva sub a lemur. And the Pasuk says, the Shira Lemur, Anulsa Kamaisa. They only said over the first words, like the Ashira Hashem, they kept on repeating over and over again. Rabbi Eliezer, the Nash Rabbi Yasek, Lili Sovar, Lemur means Akol Milsa Milsa. No, everything. Moshe said it first, and then they said it over. But everything that Moshe said, they said over after him. From Nechem Yisava Vayoymru. It sounds like they said together. It means the Omar Kulu Behad Yadodi. They all said together. And what does Lema mean? The Pasach Moshe Bereisha. The Moshe Rabbeinu started off saying the Yoz Yashir first. But after he started it off, the whole Klal Yisrael said together with Moshe Rabbeinu. Tana Rabban, what's the advice like this? Dorash Rabbi Yosef Lili, that Pesho Sholu Yisro Menayom, Nos Nue Neyim Loi Meshira. When Klal Yisro came out of the Yamsuf, they wanted to say Shira Lashem. The Ketzer Amru Shira, how do they say the Shira? Oilel Mutal Aburkim, a young kid was on his mother's lap. The Tinuk Yonik Mishtaim, the babies were nursing from the mothers. Kivin Shiro Sashchina, when they saw the Shchina by the Kriyas Yamsuf, by Yamsuf is Oilel Hagviya Tzabaroi. His kids on his mother's lap picked up his neck. The tinik shomat dad mipiv, and the baby dropped the mother's nipples. The omru, and they all sat together. Zekei livyan veil. Shenemar mipiyolim v'yontim yisaratos. The mashim mipiyolim from the young kids and young kids, the kids that are nursing, they all sang to Hashem. Rabbi used to say, Minayin, how do we know Shafilu Ubrim Shabineya Imon Omru Shira? How do we know even the babies in the mother's stomach before the Uber, before they were born? They also said Shira. Any pregnant lady, the baby inside said Shira. Shinam, the Pasuk says, the Makalois Bochalakim, Hashem.